Max Slater with just 1 yard. And Ryan Kine, 3 carries for no yards. Passing, Ryan Kine is 1 for 2 for 1 yard and an interception, but he does have that touchdown pass to Tanner Foley. And that's really all when said and done. Joshua Lang mostly bringing in the kickoffs, Hunter Bone with the other one, and Max Slater with a nice 47-yard punt early on. Let's take a look at the defensive side of the ball. Ubley with 19 tackles, none for loss, but does have two sacks to their credit and 1 interception for 3 yards. No tip passes and just 1 penalty. That was a pass interference for 15 yards. Leading the tackling is Dominic Rosenthal with 4, Skylar Lasoski and Anthony Sweeney each with 3, Derek Brown, Nathan Keller, and Darren Soule each with 2, and with 1 is Jonathan Brandle, Greg Keller, and Aaron Klama. Those sacks went to the credit of Adam Grifka and Skylar Lasoski. Skylar Lasoski with the 7-yard loss on that one. And then just Matt Mychek with the interception. For USA's defense, Cooper Caulfield doing a majority of the work with 7 tackles himself. Travis Kraderman with 4. Joshua Lang with 2, as well as Max Slater and Blake Ryerson. Then Tanner Foley, Brendan Prime, Hunter Bone, Macklin Gettle, and Cody Finkbeiner each have 1 tackle. No tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, just 1 interception from Jonas Yoder, which he ran for 26 yards. An unknown forced fumble to start this game, an unknown recovery of that fumble, and 1 pass interference for 15 yards.
Yeah, really, when you look at a lot of the stats, especially on offense, Clark, and defense too, as a matter of fact, everything seems to be very even. The big thing that we've noted is the guy that we thought would be the man for USA is Tanner Foley, and I believe I remember 5 carries for 17 yards. But to counter that, we didn't know exactly what Derek Brown we'd see. We didn't really mention it because we didn't know what his status was. He also has 5 carries for 17 yards, so the 2 stud running backs for each team has been held in check, but it's been the throwing arm of Matt Mychek that's been the difference in this game. Rushing totals outside of a few yards have been the same. USA a little less successful, but the throwing arm of Matt Mychek has been the difference in this game. And another fun fact for you, Clark,
every pass in
this game has been caught, whether it be by one team or another. We have not had a pass hit the ground yet, but each team has an interception so far. So hopefully for the offenses, that does not happen. But Matt Mychek has been very impressive to my eye in this first half with 3 big-time passes, 2 of them going for touchdowns.
Taking a look at scoreboard around the region, Cass City leads Flint Hamity 28-14 at the half. Harbor Beach leads Bad Axe 28-14 as well with 4:27 left in the second quarter. As we start to try and Marlette is trailing Merrill in the second quarter 6-0 with 2 minutes and 14 seconds left in that first half. As we are trying to find any more scores, if you have them, tweet or Facebook us, in fact, with the scores from those games. We'd greatly appreciate it. That's at WLAW Sports, or just search for WLAW Sports on Facebook. You'll receive in-game updates, photos, and even stats from the games as the season progresses. That's Kayla O'Neill, our Director of Sports our Director of Social Media and Media Relations. Doug Cole, our Director of Sports Information, doing a stellar job so far. The first game of the season is always a tricky one, Dave.
Oh, there's no question about that. A lot of bugs to work out. Got to get back in rhythm. But so far, I think it's gone pretty well.
We're getting there. Honestly, this week, I was driving home from work, and I said, I can't remember how to call a football game. I honestly could not figure out how to call it. So bear with us, folks, as we get through this one. Looks like we are about ready to go. We'll see if they throw another 3 minutes onto the scoreboard, as there's 5 seconds left and neither team is getting close to being ready. And in fact, they will throw 3 more minutes on the scoreboard, so we will take a short break. We'll be back in 2 minutes right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know there's a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought two additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Cairo now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Cairo for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. The comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. The orange tiger lilies of the summer's ditch banks are giving way to the blue chicory and white Queen Anne's lace along the roadsides. This means that the fall will soon be here, and that means the harvest. Hundreds of farm trucks and semis will be taking to the road to bring in the bounty of the Thumb of Michigan. So when you see trucks, give them a wide berth. And if you're driving a truck, take special care to bring the harvest home safely. This is State Representative Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
Well, Dave, this is a first for me, especially. I've never had a pregnant woman in our set on our booth tonight, and this is the case with Kayla O'Neill, of course, due December 5th. We're anticipating this birth drastically. I think she should name it at like Dave Clark or Clark Dave, or Doug.
I think David Clark has a nice ring to it.
David
but that's
Clark.
Just me.
David Clark Doug. David Doug Clark.
We'll keep working on that.
We've got about 12 weeks to figure that one out. And if the season progresses, our team's going to keep growing. We'll see how it goes.
No pun intended.
No pun intended at all. 12 minutes are on the clock. Thank goodness for that. Since USA won the toss and elected to defer to the second half, they will be receiving on the right side of your radio. Deep back for USA is number 2, Joshua Lang, as well as number 24, Hunter Bone. They stand at their own 23-yard line. Kicking off for the Ugly Bearcats, not your typical sized kicker. That's Dominic Rosenthal, big man, number 47. Comes down to Joshua Lang's hands at the 18-yard line, across the 25, down to about the 27-yard line before he's brought down by Jonathan Brandle, who came out of the weeds and brought him down on the spot. First and 10 for the USA Patriots to start this second half.
Yeah, pretty good open field tackle on special teams, pinning USA back, giving them a long field ahead of them to get into the end zone.
Third quarter action now, 11:55 left in the third quarter. USA with the ball, but they trail by 16 points. Ubley 22, USA 6. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight and all season long on Sports Radio 102.1. T formation for the Patriots, working off the left hash. Ryan Kine is under center. Three men in the backfield. Surveying the prairie. Hands it off to, that would be number 13, I do believe. Tanner Foley coming around the left end. Gets across the 30-yard line, out to the 31-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Brought down by Johnny in the spot, Kyler Lisowski. Second down, 7 yards to go for the Patriots.
A bunch of Bearcats in the area. Don't leave out guys like Dominic Rosenthal in the area. You're seeing a lot of Bearcats now reading the play early and getting to the ball carrier. The more defenders in the area, the less yards after contact you're seeing from these Patriot running backs.
Same formation for the Patriots. Left side of your hash, right to left across your radio. Kine hands it off to number 45, Macklin Gettle, trying to get somewhere. And he's brought down right at that spot by Anthony Sweeney, the defensive end, for no gain at the 31-yard line. This now sets up a third down We'll say 6 yards to go with 10:55.